ルクでした。Those who saw the devotees walking on the banks of the Ganga were reminded of majestic elephants who came with their steps to the house. There was Nityananda. Advaita Acharya, please tell these names, they will purify your heart. Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda Prabhu.
Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya.
Gadadhara
Pandit.
And Srivas,
Vidyanidhi,
and Haridas.
Haridas.
And amongst them was also Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was already overcome as he walked down the Ganga to the house. He was roaring like 1,000 lions, the name of Hari Hari.
Hari Hari!
Much louder.
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
It seemed that the layers of the universe which were covering our universe were rent to pieces. They were seen. as you sing now, see in your mind eyes the devotees of Gauranga, led by the golden complexion Lord, go to the house of Srivas. Please, sing now.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Then again he would laugh, sometimes for 3 hours, non-stop, because he felt that Krishna was coming, the same Lord whom he had called for 3 hours, was now playing on his flute and dancing with his jingling anchor bells into the association of Govinda. He was saying, "There you are. You couldn't keep yourself hidden from me." He would laugh. My dear devotees, do not doubt what you hear now. Sometimes his body became as heavy as the universe. No one could move him. At other times, his body became lighter than the feather, and the devotees would carry him on their shoulders as if he was the lightest of all objects. Sometimes his body would become so hot that the sandalwood, which was smeared all over him, would dry up and fall like snow onto the ground. And at other times, his body would become so cold that a cool breeze came from his body. When he was breathing out in love for Krishna, all the devotees had to move to the side as if Tornado Alfredo had just come. Sometimes he would run to touch the feet of the bhaktas. And then at other times, he went into an entirely different mode. First he would say, "You are all greater than me. I'm your servant." And the devotees would run away in fear because he would touch their feet. But then his mood changed and he called out, "You are all my servants. Where were you? You were lost so long in this world." And he would go and grab them by the hair. Seekers. Then, when he was in the mood of the Lord, he would lean against Nityananda, take up his foot and say, "Touch my foot." Sometimes, my dear devotees, he would raise his arms high and jump so high that when he landed, the whole earth trembled. Then he would dance as elegant as Nanda's son. How does Krishna dance? He plays his flute. Then he looks at his feet to keep the rhythm with his dancing feet, which are decorated with anchor bells. And he would dance like this, and then he would roar like wild lions, "Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!"
Then he would start to levitate, Balaram. His feet would not touch the earth like your feet are doing at this particular moment. He would float in the earth and laugh like a child, as the devotees would see him floating above their heads. Many colors became visible on the body of Lord Chaitanya. Red, green, blue, everything. The vedangas and karatas and conscious were sounding, and the devotees were dancing. My dear devotees, it is said when devotees of Lord Chaitanya dance, the dancing steps purify the ground. Their outstretched arms purify the heavenly planets. If already the dancing of the devotees purifies the atmosphere, what can be said of the dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Shiva dances for him. Valmiki does tapa for him. His name liberated the sinner Ajamil and the sinner Dominic. We heard today in the sharing, he was a criminal who came to a 24-hour kirtan and has turned into a saint who gave a lecture at the kirtan course. By hearing the name of Lord Chaitanya, the chains of samsara fall down from everyone. And they were chanting,
yeah. prayer in Shiva Sangha. Raise your hands, please, and sing very devotionally.
Nama Parad or Nama Bhas, this kind of chanting interferes with the attainment of pure devotion to Krishna. Therefore, if you want to chant the holy names, then associate with devotees and keep the desires for sense enjoyment and liberation and yogic powers at a distance. Jagannanda Pandit so much believed that the chanting should be done in the association of devotees first and foremost that he said, all I want in life is to chant Hare Krishna in the company of devotees. For nothing is equal to this for overcoming the material entanglement. By singing the names of Krishna in the association of devotees, I will get out of the material entanglement and I will surely attain the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why we chant here in the evening. My dear devotees, we were in Sri Mayapur 2 years ago and even 3 years ago, and we visited that place, Shiva Sangam. It's a place where the early Kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place. May I ask that there were some devotees from Radhadesh with us? I thought you were there. One devotee was there. It is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally enacts his transcendental pastimes in the holy Dharma of Mayapur. And some who have a pure heart are able to see them. My dear devotees, next year, during the time of Pur Puni, maybe at the end of the Kirtan Mela, some devotees will again go to Shiva Sangam and chant in the night. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes visible. If you want, please buy a ticket for 425 euros and come to this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Hare Krishna, I can't stop joking. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in Jaiva Dharma chapter 21 about an incident how the devotees once saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in modern times. Would you like to know about this? He describes a scene where the devotees were taking prasadam, and they were taking prasadam most probably like we do, in good quantities, from badana leaves. They were maybe talking to each other, and sometimes they would call out loudly, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Then, all at once, the Vaishnava stopped eating and sat in absolute silence, becoming spellbound, because the Lord directly manifested a pastime before their very eyes. The Vaishnavas saw right before their eyes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They were seated together and they were served a great variety of prasadam by Sashi Devi, Sita Devi and Malini Devi. Who is Sashi Devi? Mother of Gauranga. Who is Sita Devi?
Wife of
Advaita. Who is Malini Devi?
Wife of
Shiva's Thakur. You know everything. Yet, all of a sudden, this scene, the Lord Chaitanya ate with his
bright Prashada disappeared as suddenly as his head appeared, leaving the devotees looking at each other in complete astonishment. As the realization of what just had happened began to dawn in their hearts, they understood that God Mahabhu appeared. Their eyes started to fill with tears of ecstasy. The prasada now tasted relishable beyond words, like Radha Gopinath prasada. So my dear devotees, this can happen. At the end of this evening kirtans, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes moved through the kirtan hall. He climbed the altar and he sat directly on the altar. He looked over his ecstatic devotees who were sweating profusely from 8 hours of chanting and dancing. And he said in a very soft voice, "I've come for you only as an avatar. Whatever I have in my possession is yours. Ask me." The devotees came forward and said, "Lord, please give us love. Please give us prayer bhakti." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do so. And at the end he would say, "But also please feed me now." And they gave him bananas. During this time, Nityananda held an umbrella above the head of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya kneeled before Gauranga Mahaprabhu and sometimes he fainted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 48 years on this planet. 24 of these 48 years, that's half, he saved Navadvip Dharma. 6 years, he spent traveling all over India, spreading the chanting of the holy name from north to south and west to east. During this time, was not traveling, but stayed at Puri, all his devotees from Navadvip would come to him and associate with him for the duration of his devotee. Are these contradictory explanations? No. The first year Gauranga Mahaprabhu spoke of a devotee with one type of qualification. He's called the Kanishna Adhikari, the beginner. He should be served. The second year, he spoke about the Madhyama Adhikari, someone who continuously chants. He should be served. And the third year, he spoke about the highest type of devotee, who's called? The Uttama Adhikari, who is so much filled with Krishna that if someone just sees him, he goes, "Hare Krishna!" He's inspired to chant as well. So when Mahaprabhu said, "Continuously chant the holy names of Krishna and serve the devotees of Krishna," he wanted us to raise from the Kanishna Adhikari level to the Madhyama Adhikari level, where we continuously chant the holy names of Krishna. And as far as serving the devotees, he wanted his devotees to serve all three types of devotees: the Kanishas, the beginners, the greenhorns, the Madhyama Adhikari, the middle run of devotees, and also the Uttama Adhikaris. My dear devotees, I want to beg you today
when we have heard about the kirtan of Shiva Sangam, when Mahaprabhu went to the devotees and took the dust of their feet on his head and declared, I am your servant. I want to encourage you to become servants of the devotees. Once, when I went for shopping in India, something I rarely do, I saw a sign which inspired me greatly. The sign said, the customer is not an interruption to our work, he is the reason for our work. And I translated it. Serving a devotee is not the interruption to our work, he is the reason for our work. I translated like this. You know, a shop who thinks, oh my, the customers are coming, I have so much to do to put all the items there on the shelf and so on. It says, go, 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 I have no time for you. This is the whole point. When we are in the movement for Krishna consciousness, and especially here on the Kirtan course, and we say that the devotees come and they need something, oh, please go, I have no time for you. We miss the whole point of making spiritual advancement. He is not an interruption to us. He is the reason for us, for our activities. So I request you now in your mind's eye that we do a short little kirtan. In your mind's eye, see the devotees going to Shiva Sangam by the bank of the Ganga as the sun sets. And see these beautiful little scenes of the devotees dancing, taking the dust from each other's feet, carrying the Lord on their shoulders. See in your mind's eye the Lord jumping high and landing in a way that the earth is shaking. See the Lord calling out for Krishna. Where are you, Shyama Sundar? Where is that beautiful blackish youth dressed in yellow garments? Alas, where the hero of the Rasa Dev? Please know, my dear devotees, the dancing in Shiva Sangam was the entry point for these devotees to the Rasa dance in Vrindavan. It is said by Srivast Thakur, dancing in kirtan is the entry point for dancing with Krishna in the Rasa dance. If you want to dance with Krishna, then start the kirtan in all seriousness.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
set up your instruments already. The two things I need to say, one thing is I sincerely want to request Tony to excuse me, because he wants to mature you to be head of the Tambashville and wirklich schlimmer als irgendjemand. Danke schön dafür. Second thing is, I wanted to say we will now have our evening kirtan. The curtains will very soon open. I would request. Sorry, I'm a little breathless. I would like to request all of the kirtan course participants to use this evening as the time where they please do come, please welcome. Tell also your relatives and all those who came with you, please do come. We have enough place for you. Don't be shy. Here are cushions for you, please do take your cushions. Those who are participating in the kirtan, please do remember that it is time now to solidify your kirtan, sankalpa, for the course. I would love to make a little prayer session in the midst of the kirtan, and I request one of you to please bring your Harinam Chintamani. I need it. I forgot my copy. We have one copy. So during this time, I will ask the kirtan participants, the course participants, to please come forward and just pray for the empowerment. And all of us, we will bless them so that they will become, you know, like devotees of Sri Vasanga most properly. So we will do this. I will do this in the midst of Surabhi Kunj's kirtan, just so that you know. All right, then let us start immediately. You were dancing. What came into you? You remember Sri Vasanga? Maybe Hare Krishna. So you can come as close as you wish to the altar, but
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.